Lakuta Sichas Chelek Tazayin Parsha Kisisa Sicha Aleph. Right, from Pasuk Zeyitnu Machzis HaShekel, on the Pasuk where it talks about the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, this is what they should give, a half a shekel. Zogner Azal, our sages tell us, and Rashi brings Sarabha Pirusha Alatayr, Rashi quotes it here in his commentary. Omer Rab Meir said, Kamin Matbeya Shal Eish Haitzeh Kosh Baruch HaMetachas Kisei HaKvedei. A coin made out of fire. Hashem took it out from under the throne of His glory. And He showed it to Moshe and He said to him, "Zeh yitnu." This is what they should give. In other words, "Kaz zeh yitnu," like this coin. He showed him an image of the coin which he had taken out from under his kisei hakavod, from the throne of glory. B'dayim alazeh, in a similar way to this, showing Hashem, showing was der Eberste hat Menschen gewiesen a dogme von der Sach welcher hat ihm angesagt, in similar situations in which Hashem showed Moshe an image of what he had told him to do, and then he showed him an image of what it should be like. Gefindman by Kamenyon, we find it in regards to a number of different things. Number one, Niskasha Moshe b'maisa amenoira. Moshe had difficulty understanding how the menorah should be made. Until Hashem showed him a menorah made out of fire. Beis, another case. Moshe had a difficulty about how the moon looks and when it could be considered the new month. So Hashem showed him with his finger the moon, Berakia, and the sky, and he said to them, Kazere Eva Kadesh. This is what it should look like when you can sanctify the moon. A third thing, Bam Isaf and Shrotzim, when Hashem was telling him which are the Shrotzim which may not be eaten or which are Tomei, he said that Bezelacham Atomei. These are the ones which are Tomei, so he showed him. So Rashi says that he took a sample of each of the animals that he was talking about, and he showed him a sample of each animal. Unochinyonim, and also other things. Is Nishmuvan. So we have to understand. Bishleima by andere Zachen, we can understand in the regards to the other things. Kemefashtein, Fabozda Ebishta. And we can understand why Hashem had to show him an image of it to know what it looks like. Because it's complicated and subtle, and you have to know, there's very specific things about the image of what it should look like. For instance, the menorah, ledugma, hat gehatten sich die gewiim kafteirim aprochem. The menorah had a number of different images engraved onto it, like the as part of the menorah, there were the goblets and the buttons and the flowers. And they all had to be made out of one. The whole menorah had to be beaten out of one piece of gold. They had to be in a very specific place, many of them in different places, and so on. And the menorah is in sein spezieller form, in the special form of the whole menorah. It was a very complicated image, if you see a picture of the menorah. So we understand why Hashem had to show him what it looks like. Also, in regards to the moon, it had to be known what exactly the moon should look like. At what point can it be considered to be born, reborn, and therefore you can declare the new month? And so, in other words, there has to be enough there that it should be obvious that it's clear that it is the moon. And the witnesses had to be able to describe where it was positioned in the sky, high up, low down, east, west, and so on. The Allah Pratim was the Gemara Rechantois by B'digas Eidim, all these details which the Gemara relates and how they tested the witnesses to see if what they had seen was actually the moon. So in other words, there are many details. in regards to those animals, was nicht alle von sie hat man gewusst, diese Zehnois, at the time, they didn't know each of these, you know, you name them in Hebrew, what do they look like? Perhaps Moshe never saw these, he never saw them, so therefore, had to be shown, this is what I'm talking about, this is the one that's Tomei, this is the one that's Torah, and so on. So it's understood why he had to be shown these things by Hashem in order to understand what the mitzvah is. Mashenke b'machtsa shekel. But when it comes to the half shekel, was is nicht verbunden mit keiner Schwierigkeiten zu wissen, was das meint. It's not connected with any difficulty to understand what exactly it's talking about. When we gefinnt es schon bei Eliezer, Eved Avraham, and we already find the shekel described by Eliezer. In other words, this was a common coin. They knew about it. The shekel was common. It was known. Volter gewen genug, wenn der Eibishter sagt ihm, oh, na, mis lo geb ma macht sa shekel. It seems that it would be enough if Hashem just simply told him, everybody should give half a shekel. Fa was hat der Eibishter euch da gewissen mit der Matbeya Shalesh? Why did Hashem have to show him an image of the coin as a fire replica of the coin? What's the point? Tosis in Menachos is Masbir. The Tosis in Masechta Menachos explains, Favos the Gemara dort rechnet nicht macht der Shekel zwischen den Jonen was das Kasche beim Moshe. The Gemara over there lists some of the things which Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding and had to be shown. And the Gemara lists Menoire, Kiddush, Achedush, and Shrotzim. But it doesn't list the Matbeya Shel Eish, the Machtzis HaShekel. So Tosis asks, why isn't that listed? And he says, L'shaya chasam nishkasha, because over there you can say that Moshe had difficulty understanding, Ela mishum lehaba yoda, mishum inyin im lo yehayim areyu. Because he wouldn't have known at all if he hadn't been shown. In other words, if an Hashem described the Menorah, so he understood somewhat what Hashem was describing, but he had difficulty understanding what it is. But over here he wouldn't have known at all, and therefore it's you can't say niskashe, he had a difficulty. L'cheira is doing ganzen nicht verstandig. So this is completely not understandable. Fa vosa volt Moshe nicht gewusst, vosa is the shir for a machtsa shekel. Why would Moshe not know at all what a machtsa shekel is? What's so difficult to understand? When I feel like Eber hat das nicht gewusst, and even if he didn't know what a machtsa shekel is, hat der Eberstehm gekannt mit Vater sein Bedibur. Hashem could have simply said, there is a coin called a shekel, a half a shekel, and so on. Wie viel darf sein der Shira Mishkel, how much it has to be, and how big, or how much it should weigh, and so on. And all you have to do is describe it, and then it's understood. Why do you have to see an image of it? Noch mehr, even more. Afilo naniach, as the genoim shir from Achsa Shekel kemen wissen nor duch adugun muchshis, even if we assume for some reason, we stipulate that fine, you have to be able to see this Machtzis HaShekel in order to be able to understand it. Favos hotus gedav zayin matbeya shel eish. Why did Hashem have to show him a fire replica of the coin? Adarabe, it would seem that it would be even better, as well given genoyer to weisen him a Machtzis HaShekel. It would have been made more sense that he should actually show him an actual coin, a half a shekel coin. The kind of coin that has to be given, which is a silver coin. So why didn't Hashem show him that? Similar to what we find that Hashem didn't show him a fiery replica of the moon, he showed him the moon. And the same also, well, there was a Dishrotzim also with the creepy animals, that Hashem actually showed him the animal itself, not a fiery replica. Why here? Suddenly did he show him a fiery replica of it. Thus is the Eberstadt in Bavizen a Menorah shall eish is verstandig. We can understand why by the Menorah Hashem showed him a replica in fire rather than the actual Menorah. The reason is Hayez the Metzias for Nazam Menorah Zav is noch dan nishgiven ba'olam. Because nobody had ever made such a Menorah yet. There didn't exist such a Menorah yet out of gold. Whereas the half shekel was a coin which already existed, why not show him the actual coin? We also have to understand Tosis in Chulin In Chulin Taisus, Farempa de Shaila now from Taisus Menachas, Taisus answers the question that Taisus asks in Menachas, answers that question also in Chulin. In regards to the question that he asked the Menachas, why is the Machzor Shekel not listed in the Gemara amongst the thing which Moshe had difficulty understanding and had to be shown? Tosis and Chulin answers, Hani afapishere leinus kasha behem. Those, even though he showed him this one by the Machzor Shekel, even though he showed it to him, it's not that he had a difficulty understanding. He understood what a Machzor Shekel is. Elisha Tomal Adovar, what he had difficulty understanding was he wondered about this. Ma yuchal adam litin kefer nafshe. What is so powerful? What is it that a person can give in order to redeem his soul? That's what the Machzor Shekel was. Kefer nafshe, the redemption of the soul. The first one was in order to redeem for the Chet HaEgel, to atone for the Chet HaEgel. So he said, what is it about a half a shekel that you can give and have redemption for your soul? That was the difficulty. But Re'eh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem showed him that, what to do. It would seem that the two answers that Taisus gives, the one in Menachos and the one in Chulin, are two contradictory answers. Why? According to the Taisus in Menachos, by Machzor Shekel, it was even more than he had difficulty. It wasn't merely that he had difficulty understanding. Even more so, he had no idea about what a Machzor Shekel is, and therefore it had to be shown. That's why Taisus answers in Menachos that it's not listed amongst the ones that he had difficulty with, because he had no clue at all. Mashenkin loy Taisus in Chulin, whereas when the Taisus in Chulin answers, is Moshe Melchat Chil loy Neskasha behem. There he says he had no difficulty understanding what a Machzor Shekel is. Evol Gevuzdem Shir B'diuk, he would know exactly what a Machzor Shekel is. Oich v'nei b'shtavol t'nishk b'avizn, even if Hashem did not show him at all. Undozos Hereyu, the only reason that he had to be shown is to live in the town, was for a different reason, because he didn't understand how could this be a redemption for the soul. Base Fetman das Verstehen Behektem Levar was the Rambam Zogt by the mitzvah from the Sinus Machzor Shekel. So to understand all of this, we will first explain what the Rambam says in his mitzvah of Machzor Shekel, where he explains the mitzvah. Hatzivoy shenitzdavinu lite Machzor Shekel v'chol shana. This is the mitzvah that we were commanded that we should give a half a shekel every year for who Amri Yisala. And where was this said? This is what Hashem said. V'nosnu ish kofer nafshei. Each person should give a redemption for his soul. The Omar, and he says another pasuk, Zeh yitnu, this is what should be given, the Machzor Shekel. Olachayre. So what seems, Tzaliv Vos, the question has to be asked, Tzaliv Vos dafe brengen beide psukim. Why does the Rambam have to quote both of these psukim? Und izach nish mistapig mit a pasuk, Zeh yitnu, and it's not enough that he would say, this is what they should give, where it says, Machzor Shekel. Ubefrata de tzivu yevnes is Machzor Shekel, shtey dafke in dem pasuk. Especially that the actual spelling out of the mitzvah, that it should be Machzor Shekel, is found in the second pasuk, Zeh yitnu. Zeh yitnu kol ha'evra l'apkudim Machzor Shekel. This is what each person that is of age to go to the army should be given, should give a half a shekel. So that's where the mitzvah is actually spelled out. That kegan in the pasuk v'nosn ish kofer nafshi, as opposed to the earlier pasuk where it says that each person should give a redemption for a soul. Vert nish demon v'ng dem etzem mitzvah from the sinus machzor shekel. Over there it doesn't say anything about giving a half a shekel. Nor as oyv tisa soich b'nei Yisrael is v'nosu kofer nafshi. Rather, it begins with that when you're going to count the Yidden, the Jewish people, don't count the people. Each one should give a half a shekel as a redemption, and then you count the half shekels, and then you know how many people you have. That's how you take a census. So that there shouldn't be a plague as a result of counting the people themselves. So that's what the first pasuk relates to. The second pasuk actually talks about the mitzvah of machtzah shekel and tells you to give the machtzah shekel. So why does the Rambam quote the first pasuk? Also, Gimel is the bir bazeh. So the explanation of this is why the Rambam says it. In the mitzvah von esinus machtzah shekel seine faran zwei dinim. In this mitzvah machtzah shekel there are two separate dinim. Number one is as dav zayin an ein molekin esina, it has to be given all at once. The Rambam paskind, as the Rambam actually says, you can't give it in payments, a payment plan, a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. It has to be given at one time. Number two, a second part of the mitzvah is, when you give it at once, you have to give a coin, which is a half a shekel silver. So in other words, you could, like if you were told to give a dollar or a half a dollar, you could give 50 pennies, or you could give 10 nickels or 5 dimes or 2 quarters. So he says, no, you can't do any of those. You have to give a half a dollar coin or a half a shekel coin out of silver. Obviously you can give something that has a value of a half a shekel. That would be even worse. It's not even a coin altogether. You can give something that has the value of a half a shekel, which, by the way, in most mitzvahs where you have to give something, you could do that. Like for instance, by pidyon haben, you don't have to give actual coins, 5 shekel coins. You can give something worth 5 shekels, and that would be good enough. But by machtzah shekel, no. It has to be given in a coin worth a half a shekel. That is a coin that's a half a shekel, coin made out of silver. So now, benegeya then was the Rambam paskin, damit avdos geben bepamachas, in regards to this part of the mitzvah. That the Rambam says that you have to give it in one all at once is mazbir the Rogatchover. The Rogatchover goes and explains the reason for this, dimtam. As the nesinus machsa shekel hatadim fana korban, that the giving of the machsa shekel has the same status as a korban. It's like being makrev a korban. Un es is ageda fun kapora, and it carries with it atonement, and that's why it's given for atonement. When by kapara helps nish kind of sin lechatzoyin, and when something has to be given for atonement's sake, you can't give it in payments, in half measures or partial payments. V'di gemara zok v'negei gezel ager, like the gemara says in regards to someone who stole something, the Torah says that if somebody stole something and then swore and he has to pay back more than he stole, and that person has no heirs, he died and he has no heirs, which the Gemara says is only possible by a ger, because anyone that is born Jewish, somewhere up the line, going back to Yaakov Avinu, there would be a relative of some sort. If it's not his own immediate relative, then it would be a first cousin or a second cousin or a third cousin, or somewhere there is a relative. So the only person that it could pertain to is if a ger, somebody stole something from a ger. The ger never got married and never had children, and when he died, he has no relatives. So what do you do? Who should he pay it back to? He should give it to the kayin. So the Gemara says, in regards to returning the gezel ager, hechziru tzum kayin chatzoyin, if he returned it in payments, lo yotze, he's not yotze the obligation to pay it back. My taina, what is the reason that it does? You can't give it in payments. Oshem kari rachmana. The Torah refers to this as an oshem, which means a payment for, like a korban, and therefore, or an atonement, and therefore, by a korban for atonement, it doesn't help to give it in payments. It has to be given all at once. That's a condition in that mitzvah, and therefore, the Rogatchover says that the machtzah shekel is similar to that, and therefore has to be given all at once. In them, as das is an inyan from korban v'kapara. So in this matter that the Rogatchover says that this is a korban and a kapara, Kemalern and Efzeifanim, that too could be seen in two different ways. Number one is the Gedar HaKaporah for Machzor HaShekel v'Shteipin Dem. Where do we see that the Machzor HaShekel is an atonement? How? Was the mit veren gekoif the karbonis tzibur memeshach hashana v'chazan el kaporah? Because what did they use the Machzor HaShekel for? They used it in order to buy the karbonis, the public karbonis, the ones that were brought into Beis HaMikdash on behalf of the entire Jewish community, in the morning and at night, and the karbonis musaf and yom tovim and so on. So that's what they were used for, and that's what the Machzor HaShekel was used for. And those karbonis came to bring atonement for the yidden kapara, and therefore the Machzor HaShekel, giving the Machzor HaShekel, because that's going to be used for the karbonis, is the idea of kapara. Another way of looking at it is, the etzim, the sin of a Machzor HaShekel, is an inyan v'kapara, a korban yochid. That when you, it has nothing to do with what they're going to use the money for eventually. It's when you personally, you, this individual Jew, when he gives the Machzor HaShekel, it's a personal korban of his own that he gives to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what brings kapara, regardless of what they're going to do with the money later, and therefore it's your personal karban, and that's the kapara. Yeshleima adosa de machlegis fishin Rashi and Rambam, and we could say that this, how to look at the status of kapara in regards to the Machzor HaShekel, that's how Rashi, the Rambam and the Rashi see it differently, and that's what leads to their machlegis. Rashi is mefarish. That in regards to this truma of the Machzor HaShekel, it says to atone for your souls. Shar karbonis l'kaparim boyim, as he explains that because the karbonis come in order to bring atonement, as by the truma for Machzor HaShekel shed l'chapel nafshaseichem loshun rabim. That in regards to the Machzor HaShekel, it says to atone for your souls in a multi, not in a singular, but in a multiple loshun rabim. In the plural, does heist a kapara eifin tzibur? In other words, that it comes as an atonement for the Jewish community as a whole. Does hayes a does ved genutz for karbonis tzibur? Why does it come as an atonement? Because this money will be used in order to bring the karbonis. Zeir inyan is kapara, and there the purpose of those karbonis is kapara. Therefore, the coins which are used in order to buy those karbonis are lechaper al nafshaseichet. The Rambam Abalerend, the Sarez Kanal from Pasuk of Nosan Yishkev for Nafshi. He learns it as he quoted, used the first Pasuk, then Vinosnu Yishkev for Nafshi in the singular, Vashtet Beloshin Yochid, that it's a personal Kay for Nafshi. It's maintenance, the Kapar of Kobanus Tzibur. It doesn't mean the atonement which comes as a result of the Karbanus which are brought on behalf of the Tzibur, nor as does Hod Dem Din, Karban Bifnei Atzmi, but that the giving of the Machzor HaShekel itself has a status of a Karban. The Nesina Gufa is a Geda Kapara, and that the giving of the Machzor HaShekel itself is a Karban and is a Kapara, nothing to do with the fact that they use it to buy the Karbanus Tzibur. We can explain that this is the reason for another difference that we see between Rashi and the Rambam. L'das Rashi daf mechaben zayin b'shas tenesinu for Machzor HaShekel as megidus tzliv the karbonis tzibur. According to Rashi, that in Menachas he says that when a person gives the Machzor HaShekel, you have to have in mind, that's the kavana that goes with it, that it's going to be used for the kavanas tzibur. From Rambam is ober mashma, but from the Rambam it seems ados is a bazunder inyan, that the idea that it's used for the karbonas is a separate issue in regards to Machzor HaShekel. How do we see that? This is mochach from them was in the ersten perek von Hilchos Shkolim. We could see this from in the very first chapter of Hilchos Shkolim. Retter blazing the mitzvah from the oifen from the sinus Machzor HaShekel. He talks only, the Rambam describes there only in the way, the conditions of how to give the Machzor HaShekel. On a zoknisht av vibal medaf makav zayin kabona sivu metruma chadosha diriber is a mitzvah it says in a terilitin kolish mi yisrael Machzor HaShekel v'chol shana v'shana. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah that a person, each Jew, should give every year a machzah shekel. But he doesn't say that since the Yid need to give karbonis, and every year the karbonis have to be brought from the new money that came in, therefore every Yid has to give a machzah shekel. He doesn't say that at all. He simply states that there is a mitzvah to give a machzah shekel, and he doesn't relate it to the fact that it's needed for the karbonis. Und nochmal even more so. At the month in ganzen nicht as men kauft mit dem machzah shekel karbonis zibur. Over there, he doesn't even mention anything in the first chapter. He doesn't even mention anything about the fact that they used the money for buying the karbonis zibur. Und euchem perek dalet, and even later in chapter 4, when he does talk about the fact that they use the money for buying karbanos, he starts it as if it's a new thing. Okay, we finished with the mitzvah of giving the machzah shekel. Now he gets to, and what do you do with all this money? Totally new subject. Trumas halishka mayasaba. The donations of the given by the machzah shekel, what do you do with them? That's how he starts it. Like mimena tmidim, so he says, you buy the karbanos tmidim, shall call yoim, v'amasofim v'chol karbanos tzibur, the karban masofim and all the karbanos tzibur, thus says, as in them etzim nesinu for machzah shekel, is nishne geya as thus is liu karbanos tzibur. In other words, that the Rambam doesn't sees it as in the giving of the machzah shekel, that isn't related to the fact that it's needed for the karbanos tzibur. There is a mitzvah to give a machzah shekel. Nor is that din karban v'kapara b'fnei atzmei, but that this in itself is a karban and a kapara on its own. Und das was lepoil kaufen de karbanos tzibur von trumas alishka, the fact that in the end, what do they do with that money? They buy the karbanos machzah. Yeah, is a sabazunder in your fazich? That's a separate issue. There's all this money. What do you do with it? You buy karbanos. But not that the giving of the machzah shekel is for the purpose of buying karbanos. That it's associated, that you have to have the kavana for it, and so on. So that's another difference between the way Rashi sees it and the way the Rambam sees it, all based on this same idea of what's the purpose, what's the kapara idea of the machzah shekel. Dalit. Al pize is moven. Based on this, we can understand the tam was the Rambam bringt in Sefer HaMitzvahs bei the Psukim Anal. Why the Rambam brings both of the Psukim in Sefer HaMitzvahs where he explains the mitzvah of machzah shekel. Weil von jeder und von zeh lernt man up a bazunde geder a mitzvah. Because from each one of these Psukim, we learn a different detail, a different issue on the mitzvah of machzah shekel. For the sin is machzah shekel. I didn't mention before that the original quote where the Rambam brings both psukim is in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So going back to here, from v'nosnu ish kaifer nafshe learned men up. From the first pasuk that he quotes, that each person should give an atonement for his soul. What do we learn from there? As the sin is machzah shekel is an inyan from kapara al darvi akarban. From this, the Rambam quotes it in order to teach that we learn from there that it's a personal carbon for each person. The giving the machzah shekel in itself is a carbon and a kapara. Then from zayitnu, then when he gets to the second pasuk where it spells out the details of the machzah shekel, was der loshen zay bavayist oifanasina von einzach. Zay means this is what you should give. In other words, that it's exactly this way. Megit es nicht als es chum betziru von zehn besondere geira. For instance, we learn from this that you can't give 10 dimes or 10 geira, which is what a machzah shekel is. You can't give it as 10 geira. Zeh, you have to give it this way, which means a half shekel coin. V'meila hat anorot zu sagen, as man kann say euch geben nicht alle mit einmal. If you would be able to give 10 geira, like 10 dimes or 10 nickels, so then there would be also room to say that maybe I'll give 2 nickels today and 2 nickels tomorrow, and when I have more money I'll keep giving until I make up that machzah shekel. So the word zeh teaches no, it has to be given in this way, nor als ein machzah shekel, it has to be given as one coin. B'loshen Raga Tshuva, or the way that Raga Tshuva says it, Ashir Ha'atzmi, that it that the amount, the type of giving is a half coin, a half shekel is not made up of other types of coins. It is its own status. A half shekel is what has to be given. Nishkan shir mitzaref, and not, you have to get to the amount of half a shekel, which could be done also through 5-10 nickels would also get you to a half a shekel. That's not what it is. It's a shir atzmi. It can only be given as a half shekel coin. It's not made up. It's not seen as an amount. You have to reach a certain amount. And therefore, from the Pasuk Zei Yitnu, we learn that the Machzor Shekel has to be given all at once and only as a half shekel coin and not a bunch of smaller coins which make up the amount of a half a shekel. Pas von dem kommen raus die zwei Dinim. From this spring, these two halachas, adinas and asinim b'shaychas to gavra, one part is in the way that it pertains to the person giving the money, giving the shekel, the half shekel. It defines how the person relates to the giving of the shekel. That's gavra. On adinin the mcheftza, and then there is a halacha which pertains to the half shekel itself, for machzor shekel. What do you mean? From Venos nu ish kaifa nafshay, from the part, the first pasuk that he quotes, that they should give, that means the yid, the gavra should give kaifa nafshay veismen dem din and gavra. We know the din which pertains to the person giving it. Azadav has given bevas achas nishlachatzoyin, that he has to give it all at once and not in payments. That's how he has to give it. And then from the second pasuk, this is how it has to be given. This is what should be given, not how it has to be given, but this is what should be given. Die zach gufa zolmen geben. This is what should be given. Vert abgelernt the din minigay chefze. That's how we learn. From here, we learn the thing as it pertains to the coin itself. As the chiyuv is zayitnu, that it should be given. This is what should be given. The metzius from the machzor shekel as a half shekel coin. A madbeya from the machzor shekel or nishkan kesev leitshir or mishkov from machzor shekel are not the amount of money which equals half a shekel. Yeshleimer, we could even say that as dos is meduyik or mudgish, that the Rambam is actually emphasizing this and he shows it how in the tzvelu shoynes from Rambam that he says the Rambam uses two terms in regards to noisnoy, in the regards to how to give it. One is that it's kulay ka'achas, all at once. That's the part that pertains to the gavra, that the person has to give it all at once and not in separate payments. And the second is bepam achas, that has to be given at one time. Sorry, it's the opposite, I would think. That kulay ka'achas means that it has to be given all in one coin. And bepam achas means it can't be given in payments. The opposite of what I said before. Hey. Al pizev et mefashtein was the pirush from zei yitnu is. Based on this, we can explain what is the meaning of zei yitnu. Kimin matbeya shal eish hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu metachas kisei hakoved. That Rashi says that what does zei yitnu mean? That Hashem showed him a fire replica of the coin, which he took from tachas kisei hakoved, and he showed it to Moshe. And he said to him, "Zei yitnu, because zei yitnu, this is what they should give. Like this, they should give." This is moven the tam was the ebeshtatim bavizin dafka matbeis sholeish, and also we can understand why it was dafka made out of fire. The chiluk tzvishen eish und andere yisaidus from chaymer abriya. What is the fundamental difference between fire and the other three elemental materials of the creation, which are mayim, ruach, afar, water, air, and or gas, and earth? What's the difference? Is under suge chaymer or the other types of elemental materials veren gemosn leidzeir kamos? They are measured according to the amount, how much each one can be measured in amounts. Farnem, you can measure how much space they take up, other in erd, other than erech v'shavi, or you can qualify how much it's what the value is. Say ermos and gashmis digin shetach. Either you can measure, in Yiddish she says, you can measure either that's the volume that they take up or the space that they take up, or they're in kamas hashavas v'erech, or what their value is. That's the other elements. Eish vetnish gemosn leiter tzvisas mokem. Fire, you don't measure fire in how much space it takes. Or nishtim in mugulina ba shtimten shetach in mokem. Not in how much time it's the space it takes, and not where it is, and so on. It's not measured by space. The metzias von eish is mer an eiches dike. How do we qualify fire? It's much more. It doesn't pertain to how much space it takes, or rather, what the impact is. On oicha ma'at eish is mispachiv ve'eilach, and you can have even the tiniest amount of fire can easily spread and become a large fire. In short, the point that he's making is that fire is not measured by its volume or its value and so on. It's just, it has this inherent power which can easily become much bigger and expand and so on. Und drive wenn der Eibischte wollte ihm bei Wiesen am 18 Shekel Kesef. And therefore, if Hashem had shown Moshe a half a shekel made out of silver, Volt noch als nicht gewen klar, it wouldn't have clarified the matter. Was together a mitzvah is, what exactly the parameters of this mitzvah is, und was Yidden darfen geben, and what exactly are the Yidden meant to give? Why? Tzis is an ungesagt geworden, uns ist genug des Shavius. It wouldn't clarify whether, when I say half a shekel, do I mean the value of a half a shekel, and therefore you can give a piece of silver, which is the value of half a shekel. It's not really a coin. It just has, or you can give anything, anything of value, as long as it has the value of half a shekel. Ubamela kemen geben vos mevil. In other words, you can give anything that you want, as long as it has the value of a half a shekel. Abidus verta, das is verta, macht so shekel. Other, or maybe not, other as dav zayin dafke kesef, like mishkel fun a machzah shekel, or does it have to be specifically silver and with the weight of a half a shekel, which is how they measured coins, by its weight? Other dafke matbeya vas mishkel is machzah shekel kesef. Can it be just a piece of silver, or which happens to have the weight of a half a shekel, or does it have to be specifically a coin, a minted coin, which is the weight of a half a shekel? If he had shown him a silver half a shekel, it could have mean you can see it as just a piece of silver which happens to weigh a half a shekel, or you can see it as a piece of something that has the value of a half a shekel, and therefore you could give anything with the value of half a shekel. Or no, did Hashem mean that it has to be specifically a coin? Showing a coin would not have necessarily clarified this matter. It could have left it open to interpretation that you can give also anything of value. Und der Ribber hat er in Bavizen kemin matbeya shel esh. That's why he showed him the coin as a replica in fire. Vos mishkole is machts a shekel. That at the same time, well, I have to explain that it, the fiery half shekel weighed half a shekel. As the mitzvah is nishte kamus, what he was trying to show was that this mitzvah, since fire is not measured by its weight or its volume and so on, he was trying to show that the chatzi shekel, the machzah shekel, is also not defined by its value. That's not what it's about. The shavius adar filik kesef mishkel machzah shekel, or even to take a piece of silver that has the weight of a half a shekel. Fire doesn't have any weight. Fire is not defined by weight or by that kind of kamus. Nor dizach gufa. Rather, what it was showing is it has to be this particular thing. It has to be this coin. The metzias from the matbeya machzah shekel, it has to be a coin called a machzah shekel. And therefore he showed it to him in fire to drive home the point that it's not about the weight, and it's not about it's not about the value, it's not about even silver in the weight of a half a shekel. It is a coin. That's what I'm showing you. It has to be a coin. Das heißt, in other words, nicht der geder a mitzvah is geben a mishkel kesef in erech v'machsa shekel. The mitzvah is not to give a piece of silver which has the weight of a half a shekel. Ul chalayeser is a satnait study in the kesef dazayim betzuras matbeya, and you would be able to say then that it's a hider mitzvah if you give it as a coin, a minted coin. He wanted to make sure that that's understood, that it's not so, nor thus is the geder a mitzvah, but rather this is what the mitzvah is itself. Ze yitnu. This is exactly how it has to be done. This is what they should give. Geben di matbeya. This coin is what has to be given. Machtzis a shekel, the coin which is called the machtzis a shekel. That's why he gave it in fire, to make sure that this is understood. Und das sagt sich ois in matbeya shol eish dafke, and that's something that is expressed. Dafke, when you give it, when you show it in fire, was eish is nisht an inye, was mest sich in erech v'shavyes. As we said before, fire is not something that you gauge it in its value or its volume and so on. Nor zayshir is the etzem metzius von eish. What is fire? It is fire. That's all it is. Doesn't matter how much fire. Doesn't matter how much space it takes up. Fire. That's what defines it. The fact that it is fire. And it doesn't matter how much. Even a little bit of fire can easily be made into a lot of fire. It expands and becomes a lot of fire. So therefore, he showed him it's the coin, not the value of the coin. It's self-understood that nobody can give a donation of a matbeya made out of fire. So therefore, main zeh, therefore that leaves us with understanding that when it says zeh, this is what they should give, that inyam yuchad matbeya shel esh, v'er gefinzech im matbeya shel kesef, that since nobody can give a fire coin, there's no such thing, and therefore, when it says zeh, it means the image that I'm showing you in fire, they should give that in silver, which is what it normally is in. Al pi zeh vet mefashtein de tzvei terutzim from Tosfos Hanal. Based on this, we'll understand the two answers in Tosfos, which seem to be as is an nishma mecholak tzvishin zich, that they are not actually different than each other, or argue against each other. No, it's not a behesim to the tzvei gedorim anal in the sinus machzor shekel, but rather it's two answers which talk about two aspects of the giving of the machzor shekel. In menachas zok teizus v'shum loy habi yoda eizem ad beyaviu. Menachas, the teizus says, because he had no idea which coin they should give. B'shum inyan im loy hayim areyu. If he had not shown him the coin, he would have no idea which coin to give. Then, so what that means is, when the Eibush devised him nishta matbeya shol eish, if Hashem had not shown him this fire of coin of fire, but Moshe nish gevust nishnar niskashe, he wouldn't know at all. Not just that he would have difficulty understanding some aspect of it, but rather he would have no idea. Then dinas is dav zayin zayitnu, he wouldn't know that it has to be given specifically in this way. In other words, this coin and only this coin. The tnai in chefze from the matbeya kanal barucha, that you wouldn't know that the conditions of giving this mitzvah are that it has to be a half shekel coin, not made up of a bunch of dimes, and so on. In chulin zaktaisis, what is the answer in chulin? As Moshe's tmiya is given in the nesina from gavra, that Moshe was wondering about the aspect of the personal, the aspect of the mitzvah which pertains to the person giving it. Ma yuchal adam litan kevanashi. What is it that a person can give in order to atone for a soul? Das is doch nicht kein karben. Since it's not a karben, so he was wondering about what is it that you can give. In other words, that the Tosfos is not giving two other separate answers, two different or opposing answers, as I said before. Did Moshe have no clue, or did he know? It's that he's talking about two different aspects of the mitzvah. There is the aspect of the mitzvah that pertains to the coin itself, about what has to be given, That the Tosfos and Menachos explains. There's the aspect of the mitzvah which pertains to the person giving it. That answer is given in Chulin. Zion. Loid them, according to this, as the tmiya for Moshe kafi pirsha Tosfos and Chulin, that what Moshe was wondering about was, as the Tosfos and Chulin answers, is given the far vasat noch nish gewusst. As machsa shekel as a korban, because he didn't yet comprehend, he wasn't told yet that the machsa shekel itself has the status of a korban kumtois, and that's why he wondered how could that be an atonement kumtois ados was hereyu madbeis shaleishes given. So it comes out that what Hashem showed him by this fiery coin was nish nor tzimidias aindem geder amitzvah cheftza for machsa shekel, not only to show him that it has to be this particular coin and not the value of the coin and so on. Nor oich hasbarin the minasina from gavra, but also to try to explain what it is about giving machsa shekel which could bring atonement for a person al kaparas korban. And the beer was what is the explanation of how that explains it? In kaparas anidot zvei inyanim, in atonement there are two things: kapara durch karbonas lechaper al nafshaseichem. There is atonement which comes through karbonos, as the pasuk says, to atone for your souls. And the second thing is kofer nafshei, a redemption of the soul. What is the meaning, the difference? Kapora al yidei karbonos meint. What is atonement which comes through karbonos? What does that mean? Vidataychun kapora fargebum, as the actual translation of the word kapora, which means atonement, that you get atonement. As is vert vergeben und arob genommen die tumas achet, that you atonement means that Hashem removes the soil, the contamination of the sin. Kofer nafshei, on the other hand, what is kofer nafshei? The atonement of the soul or redemption of the soul is nish kein inyan von arob nemen dem chet. It doesn't mean that Hashem takes away the contamination of the sin, nor kofer Oislesung von der Nefesh. Kofer means the redemption of the soul. Das heißt, the mit wird aufgetan, as the Nefesh wird verbitten. What that means is not that the sin is removed from the person. It means that the soul is transformed. The whole soul is transformed. Und bemeile oisgelest the anaya metzias, and therefore redeemed as a completely new soul, a new status of a soul. Not just that the soul remains, but there is a contamination of the Aveira that is taken away through the Karbonos. Kofer means that there is a complete transformation of the soul. Was die zwei Inyonim seine Bechlolos, die zwei Sugen, was megifin bei der Taro und von Tumme in Pashtus. That these two types of removing of Tumme can be found in regards to Tumme Vatara. What do we find? Tefillah b'mayim nemtarab d'tuma. When somebody goes into a mikveh, it takes away the tuma. Tefillah b'eish, on the other hand, when the what's called the dipping in fire, over the Gemara zokt, over the Gemara zokt, is ikir tefilosa benura. The Gemara says that the main tefillah is really in fire. This is said in the Gemara in regards to someone who asked one of the Tanoim or Amaroim, what does it mean that the Tefillah B'mayim, how does that help, how does that take away? And he said that Meira answered, the Gemara there tells a story that there was a certain heretic that asked one of the Tanoim, since Hashem is a Kohen, as it says, you shall take from me Truma, in other words, he accepts Truma, he must be a Kohen, and then he toivled Moshe, when Moshe died, Hashem took care of him. So how did he go to the mikveh after that to remove the tumah? So he answered, he tovled in, and if you'll say that he tovled in water, it says that can Hashem be brought into water? So he said he tovled in fire. So he said, does it help to tovle in fire? So he said, adarav, the ikar tefillah is in fire, as the pasuk says, v'cholash le'yavibesh, anything that is not able to be brought into fire should be brought into water. This is about kashering. So therefore, the Iker Tefillah is an Eish. And what is the accomplishment of Eish? is teichna, the meaning of tevling in fire is nishtarap nemen the tumah, is not in order to remove the tumah, nor bedugmas polus eish kipshuta, but rather what is the effect of fire in the literal sense. Vasir uftu is machzirun lekivshon vertanaya kliya metzias. In the Gemara, in certain things about a kli cheres, if it becomes non kosher, if you put it into a kivshon, which means a kiln, in which you make a kli cheres to begin with, bringing it into that kind of intense fire, it's as if it's a new keli. And therefore, it's transformative. It's not just that it removes tumma like tevling something in the water. Similar to what he said before about the two different types of kapara. Und das ist der Chilek zwischen der kapara for karbonus and kaifa nafshi, and that is the same difference as kapara which comes through karbonus and the kaifa nafshi was durch machsa shekel. The karbonus eine bachal machaparev shkogas. Generally speaking, karbonas bring kapara only in some that for an aveda that was done inadvertently. Val kaponim nishtev krisus amizdus bezden, or at least it doesn't bring a kapara for those things for which if you did it on purpose, and the chiyuv is krisus amizdus bezden, a carbon wouldn't help. Only if you do it b'shoigig and so on. There are certain types of avedas which even if you did it b'mezid, the carbon would also help. But not for krisus and Mrs. Bezin. So the nesina for machsa shekel. So therefore, it removes certain types of tuma. The nesina for machsa shekel is in yona. Whereas on the other hand, giving a machsa shekel, what does that do? Al derech vias is given some esht mo, similar to what the machsa shekel the very first time accomplished, which was to machabes ein of chete egel. It was there in order to atone for the chete egel. Thus rirt on in etzemetzius, which of course is not just something which is attached to the soul, but it undermines the entire soul, the essence of the soul. Says achiyav misa, and that's why it of course leads to death, because it has undermined and compromised the essence of the soul. Und deriba dav zayin kaifer nafshe, and therefore in order to atone for the cheta egel, there had to be a transformative solution for the whole soul had to be changed. As is all there in Anayim Metzias, that it should become a whole new Metzias, and that's what happened the first time by the Machzor Shekel, and that is also the function of the Machzor Shekel all the time in the future generations as well. When Oich Dos had the Eibush the Megali Gevend durch sein Weisen in Im Amat Meir Shal Eish, and this too is what Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu by showing him a fire, a coin of fire. As the kapara for machzah shekel is teichna, as the tefillah be'esh, that the machzah shekel has the same effect as if you were to be tevel in fire, that is completely transformative. As his poel, as the zverta metzias chadasha, that it brings about a completely new existence of the soul. Ches. Afalpias does was the Eberstadt by Wism Meshim Madea Shalesh is given Kedet to Mavar Zain as the Nesina for Machzor Shekel is Nisha Inim von Shivui Umishkal. Even though, as I said before, the reason Hashem showed Meshim the fire, the coin as an image of fire, was in order to bring out that it had nothing to do with value or weight and so on, nor Zayitnu, but that it should be given. This is the coin that has to be given, as he said before. Zokta Berashi as the Mishbeir Shaleshad Gehata Mishko. Rashi at the same time says that it had a Mish, the Machzor Shekel, that had the weight of a half a shekel. Herele Kamin Mabeir Shalesh, to quote Rashi, he showed him like a coin of fire, Umishkola Machzor Shekel. And the weight of it was Machzor Shekel. Und von dem was der Eberstadt gemacht, an Nes beteich Nes. So this in itself was a miracle within a miracle. On the one hand, it's a fire, a coin made out of fire, but which fire has no weight, and at the same time, it has a weight of a half a shekel. Nishnor madbeya shal eish, nor the madbeya shal eish will have mamishko. Not only did he show him a coin made out of fire, but that the fire itself had weight. Is muchach, from this we see, as oich in dem prat for mishkal, had eivish the machadish given an inyan by Moshe. That even in this thing of the weight, as it pertains to this fiery coin, he was also showing him something, a novel idea to Moshe. But when nisht herloi madeh shalesha mishkola, that if he had not shown him this coin made out of fire and that it had the weight of a half a shekel, voltem medas hatzmei nisht givust, Moshe Rabbeinu on his own wouldn't have known this. That's why he had to be shown this doubleness. In andere werter, in other words, in the Nesina for Machtsa Shekel is Negeya, that when a Yid gives a Machtsa Shekel, it's important, Nishnar the Etzem Ad Beyeshel Eish. Not only that it should be the fire, the coin, as shown in the fire, Nor Oicha the Machtsa Shekel, the Zayim Medugma to Ad Beyeshel Eish, was Hota Mishkel. But there has to be a Ad Beyeshel Eish, or similar to a Ad Beyeshel Eish, that it has this transformative ability, but which has weight. What does that mean? That medos fashtein behegdem was tmura tmias meisha ma yuchal adam litn kayfer nafshe v'gebrach firin taisus. This will be understood that what is it that Moshe was wondering about? What can a person give that should be a redemption of his soul, as the taisus said? On the far had the ibish bavizim meisha mat beishal eish. And therefore, that's why the Eibush showed in the Madbeish Aleish. Is Mekayre in Medesh? This idea, where does it come from? Comes from the Medesh. On Dort is Mevur. Over there it's explained. As does Venosan Kaifen Nafshi is given, Eina from the Drei Zachen, Sheshama Moshe Mepia Gvura, Venival, Venirso Lacherev. This is one of the three things that Moshe heard from Hashem, and he was shocked, and he took a step backwards. He was so shocked, he took a step backwards. First was when the Eibishter told him that command the Yidden that they should take for me a korban. Moshe said, how could we ever satisfy his need for korbanos? Even if we were to bring all the animals of the whole world, it still wouldn't be enough to satisfy Hashem. Hashem said, I am not asking for what I need, in other words, according to my needs or standards, I ask only what they are able to do. That was one thing. When Hashem told Moshe, make for me a mikdash and I will dwell in within them, Omer Moshe also said, how can we make a Beis HaMikdash that Hashem could dwell in that Beis HaMikdash? All the heavens and the skies and so on could never contain Hashem. So therefore the Hashem said, I don't ask according to my standards, but for their standards. Those are the other two things. Is nish muvan, so we have to understand, bibald Moshe chengehet friyer, since Moshe already had heard from Hashem those two answers. Benigayet some mishkan, in regards to the mishkan, has eini mevakesh l'fi koichi el l'fi koichon, that I don't ask for my standards, but their standards. Havos is a nivol givorn. Why was he shocked? And says by him given at mir herendig devet of nos nish kefshin nafshi. Why was he so shocked when Hashem said that a person can give machtzis a shekel and that should be a redemption of his soul? Why is it so shocking? L'chayre kemen is zogna the chiddush at mir for Moshe is given the far valdos is kefshin nafshi if mecheta egel. You can't say that the reason that he was so shocked was because originally what it was meant was to atone for the Chetah Egel, Vasrit on the Metzah Metzias Canal, which, as we said before, is touched to the very essence of the Jewish soul. Varam Oich does gefind men, because even in that case we find the Eibishter Geis and Nemen Apar Bimea Miluyim Lechaper Al Maisa Egel Shupar, that the Eibishter already told Moshe Rabbeinu that. And by the Miluyim, when they were dedicating the Mishkan, that they should take a par. Why par? In order to atone for the Egel. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was familiar already with the idea that it's possible to atone for the Egel. So then why was he so shocked? Eilin mevakesh lifi koichi, I'm asking only what they are able to give. Is the beer in them. So the explanation is, but the Mishkan is verstandig, as does was Sidon haben getan, is given lefi koichon. In regards to the Mishkan, it's understood that the Yidden did whatever they were able to do. Balzeir Shtatfas in them is given mit nedivus libam, because we know the donations for the Mishkan was Isha Sheyidvenu Libay. They gave it of their own free will, whatever they gave what they wanted. Kol nediv levi yivia. Or the other pasuk, Galder Zebay Krovis Apar. So also when they brought the par in the by the Miluyim, for by Korban is the din as Yakriv Oisel Litzayne, because the Korban has to be given of the for the free will through the free will of the person. Litzayne, it has to be given out of their good will. Und das as a starf zayn the rotzna menadav shol bala korban, and the fact that in both cases, both in the case of the Mishkan, it has to be given with the free will of the person giving the donation, and also in regards to the par of korban, that has to be given with the free will of the person giving bringing the korban, is das madgish adasiz lefi koychon. This brings out that it is the best that they can do. They're giving their best. They're doing their best. In them is da keichon shel Yisrael. In this we see that they have given of themselves. They gave from themselves the best that they could do. So Hashem says, I ask only what they can do. Oh, but the mitzvah for machtsa shekel, but when it came to the mitzvah of the machtsa shekel, is in an oif and as yeder had gemust geben. The halacha by machtsa shekel was that everyone had to give it, whether they want sevil yetzer vil nisht, whether he wanted to give it or he didn't want to give it. Nochmer, even more than that, everybody has to give it whether they want to or not, is the din as kaifenes mishaloi nosan. They forced somebody to give it, even if he acha yitain, if somebody who hadn't given it, they forced him to that till he gave it. In fact, if somebody refused to give, they would go in and take something from his house in order to collateral instead of the machzor shekel, and then he would get it back when he gave the machzor shekel. In other words, it was forced upon him. The loichim avayte bal karchav afilik susa, even the shirt off his back they would take. So therefore, that isn't giving willingly. And even though it may be true that even by karbonis there is a situation, like if somebody is chayav a karbon for an aveda that they did, you force him to give the karbon. So then that's a, would you say that that's the same thing? But no. Is a sober in anoifim from kevenois atre yoima reitzani. In the case of a karbon, you force him, you apply pressure, all kinds of pressures, until the person says, okay, I want to give it. Das heißt, das beid der akrovas a karbon muz der mensch zogen bedibe sholei az reitzani. In regards to a karbon, ultimately the person has to agree, has to give it with his own will, even though you pushed him to change his will. Vasagam as vichitzenis is er agitzwungene amira. Though although on the surface it would seem that it is a forced expression of will, is over the amira masimit nemis. But since in truth his saying it, even though you forced him to say it, is of course aligned with what he truly wants, because a yid in his soul wants to do what is right. And therefore, when you get him to say that I want, it actually aligns with what he really wants. Vibalat v'pnimis nafshe vil yeder id mekayim zayin rotzen Hashem, k'mevor b'Rambam. Since in the essence of the soul, every yid wants to do what the Eibishter wants, as the Rambam says in regard, the famous Rambam in regards to a get. Mashein ki b'machtsa shekel. Whereas when it comes to machtsa shekel, gefint minish as der id darv zogen reitzani. By the machtsa shekel, nowhere does it say that they would take it away and they say, you want to give it? You want to give it? Nothing like that was needed. They took it whether he wanted to or not. Das heißt in seine sinne musnit seine zayne. In other words, in his giving of the machtsa shekel, it doesn't need his will, that his will agrees. Und wie bald, as in his sinne allein is nor achit zayne is dike pu'ul sayad. So since giving the machtsa shekel is only a very outward act, which the hand hands it over, und der Nefesh von Niden ist nicht kentig, der sie ist. And in the soul, you don't see that there is any will to give this. So therefore, is wie kann azana sinna sein kaifa nafshi? If that's the case, that machtsa shekel only has to be given outwardly. In other words, you have to go through the act of giving, but it doesn't need any part of your will to agree with it. So how can such a giving of a machtsa shekel be a kaifa nafshi, transformative, atone for the soul? So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu still wondered, even though he knew already the answer to the Karban and to the Mishkan. But still, this is very different. In them is doch nishta keiche keichel shem Yisrael. In this, we don't have the keiche. Hashem said, "I ask only what they're the best that they can do." But here, there is no best. He doesn't give it of his will. So therefore, in response to this, the Eibishter showed Moshe Matbeah Shel Eish Mishkol Machzah Shekel. He showed him a coin of fire which weighs a half a shekel. Vaserad Genumen the estate in Medrash Metachas Kisi Yaakov Kvedel Kedlokamen. Where did he get this coin of fire? From under the Kisi Yaakov, from his own throne of glory. As will be explained. Yud, the tam pnimi of them, was b'machzah shekel is nishtod adim from kaifan esay achayim ereisani. What is taka the reason, at least from the inner dimension of Torah, why by machzah shekel it's not necessary to get him to agree to give the machzah shekel, as you have to do by other karbonis? Befrat koshel if yanal siv gimel as dosat adin karbon, especially in light of the fact that what we said before. Or the Ragachava said that it has the status of a korban, so then why doesn't the Machzah Shekel need him to agree? Yeshloimar. So we can explain that this is while Machzah Shekel is gekumen als kaporei from Cheta Egel. This is because the Machzah Shekel came originally for an atonement for the Cheta Egel. Was hot ongerit kenal dem ikemetzius van Eden, which of course, as we said before, touched the very essence of the Yid. It tore them away not only in a very outward way but also to the very inner core of them. And therefore, in order to atone for something like that, it doesn't help that the Yid says, "I want to." As the Rotzen Pnimis and Neshamas Ol Ruiskum Begolui. In other words, it doesn't help that what does it mean that he says I want to? It means you brought out that in his neshama he wants to. That's what you brought out. But over here, it already compromised the neshama. The cheta ego was so insidious that it already compromised the soul too. So what do you mean you bring out the essence of the soul? Even that's compromised. So it wouldn't help for the Machzah Shekel to say that it is Reitzani. Und the far herale matbeah shaleh, so therefore they was to show him another approach. The coin of fire, v'saitzah kosh baruch metach kisi ha-kveide, which he got from the kisi ha-kovet. Mitzat pnimis ha-neshama v'zi ishayach tzum guv. Because as far as the pnimis aneshama, as it pertains to the guv, that part of the neshama was already tainted, and therefore couldn't already give from there in order to atone for the chet eidl. Thus, that wouldn't be called keichon shel Yisrael. Thus, ken abayezai mitzad etzem aneshama. But from the essence of the neshama, not just the neshama bepnimis, but the essence of the neshama. Which is completely beyond any kind of revelation altogether. Over here, we need it in the case of the carbon. You have to reveal the neshama in order to make it koichem shel Yisrael, roitzani. But this etzem and neshama is completely beyond any kind of revelation. Val atzmi es neshama is der etzem von alle koiches, oich von seiner asiyah chitzenis. So the from the Etzem HaNeshama, you are able to atone even for the Egel. That also could be called the Keichem Shal Yisrael. Why? Because the Etzem HaNeshama is the Etzem, is the essence, not only of the Neshama, but of every aspect of the Neshama, of every Keich of the person. So when a person gives something, when he does an act, his hand transfers a coin from here to there, the Etzem HaNeshama is that too, is the essence of that too. And therefore, when the when the person gives that act, that coin, it's the Etzem HaNeshama which is underlying it, underpinning that act of giving it. So therefore, you have brought the Etzem HaNeshama into the act of giving. And from the Etzem HaNeshama, you are able to overcome the fact that the Neshama was compromised. Und das meint Herrle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what he means, he showed him. The Eibishter had Megala given, the Eibishter revealed to Moshe B'derech Memayla Lemata, from top down, Oich Vide Mabeya Shalesh Nemtzich Metachas Kisei Kvaydei, he showed that the coin of fire comes from where? From the throne of Hashem. The Bechina Eish Neshama, the level of fire within the soul, Etzem Neshama, meaning to say the very essence of the soul. These is Mushesh L'mayla Tachas Kisei Kvaydei, the essence of the soul comes from its original source as a part of Hashem's own Kisei HaKavod. With the Chazal Zogen, HaNeshama is Gzuris Metachas Kisei HaKavod. As our sages tell us that in the Zohar it says that the neshama of a yid is hewn, cut out from the kisei HaKavod. In other words, that's what its source is. So Hashem showed him that there is a deeper level to the neshama. There is a part of the neshama which is the esh of the neshama, the essence of the neshama, which comes from tachas kisei HaKavod, which remains uncompromised. And if you bring that into the act, which is expressed through Maisa, because Maisa, the essence of the soul, is a part of every part of the soul, and therefore Maisa is able to bring out the essence of the soul, brings the essence of the soul into the picture, and that will be able to atone even for a Cheta Ego. And that will be called Keichen Shal Yisrael. Und das hat Megala geben und Mamshach geben in Mishkola. And that's what the Eibishter revealed by giving weight to the coin. As der Etzem HaNeshama nimmt durch die Neshama mit ihre alle Kirches Dollar Mata bis in Mishkel. That the Etzem HaNeshama penetrates every aspect of the person down to the even weight. The weight is the most. Das heißt, that in Matbeya Shal Eish Etzem HaNeshama is Nisha Bazunda Zach von the Kirches. That this essence of the soul is not something that is separate and above and remains separate from the keiches of the neshama. V'zayinadoch in the nesina gashmi is as if the nesina gashmi is, in other words, remains distinct from the essence of the soul. Nor the matbeya shalej gufa is mishkola machsa shekel. Mishkola represents the maisa b'poil, the lowest elements of activity, which is Maisa. So the Eibishter showed him that the Masbeya Shal Eish is also the Mishkola, also is penetrated by the Masbeya Shal Eish, by the essence of the soul, and therefore it's through the act of giving the Machzor Shekel, even without having any Ratzon. It's not essential over here to have Ratzon, because over here it's the act which is what does it. And that's why the Mishkola represented. Kanala is the Etzem HaNeshama, is the Etzem from Ala Keiches, as I said before, that the Etzem HaNeshama is the essence of every Keich, even the lower elements of Keiches. And the Farah Filu Ven, the Nesina from Eden, is on the Amir from Reitzani, and therefore, even if the Yid gives it without having his will to give it, Sizen an Eifen von Mishkal, it's a dead weight. That's what it means. That's the word I'm looking for. It's dead weight. The act, this mitzvah, is like dead weight. He doesn't even want to do the mitzvah. And the sina gashmi is v'chumrius. It is just a physical, material transfer of a coin. On the rotzen v'chayis, without a will, without a passion, says mishkal. It's dead weight. As as vekt und schlept lamata, it weighs down and it drags down and has drag. Und the medarf hobn tirche und a filik fi, and you have to take the trouble to give it, or even you have to be forced to give it. Is over the emes la mitay, but the truth is, as thus is the uftu for machzor shekel, that this is what machzor shekel is so unique about it, as by Eden. Is euch dine sinigabunim mit eishen neshama, that even this kind of a giving, of a doing of a mitzvah, which is done against his will, is also is connected to the essence of the soul. As the amiti is upnimius von sein koyach ha'asiyah v'anasina, is the izgalus von tachas kisei ha'kovid, that what is truly inside that giving of the machzor shekel, even as it is a dead weight, what is really there is the fire and the fact that it's connected to Tachas Kisei HaKovid, in other words, the essence of his soul. Al pi kol hanal is verstandig, the shaychus zwischen de zwei inyanim hanal l'machzor shekel. So based on this, we can understand these two ideas in machzor shekel, the din v'nosnu ish kev s'nafshei, that on the one hand, it's giving of the soul, the din in the sinah, as does his kev nafshei akorban, the fact that it is an atonement for the soul or a redemption of the soul, like a korban, and zayitnu, and at the same time it has to be given in a very particular specific way. The din is cheftza, as he said before, what he calls the cheftza, the din pertaining to the actual coin itself. Ados is nishageder shavis ve'erech. That it is nothing to do with the value of the coin, nor amatzias fun amadbeya machzor shekel kesser, but only the fact that it has to be this particular coin. Vos beide dricken ois de selbe nekuda, because both of them express the same idea. As the nesina for machzor shekel is fun eish, metachas kisei kvoide ve'etzem neshama. They both bring out the same idea, which is that machzor shekel is fire, and that it comes from Tachas Kisei HaKovid, meaning that it is the Etzem and Neshama as it is connected all the way on high. How so? Bibald Etzem and Neshama. How do these two things bring it out? Bibald as Etzem and Neshama is Hechafun is Pashas Giluyim Bishalkos, since the essence of the soul is beyond, higher than revelation and so on, and division, and this part or that part, it's all one Metzius. Is movement is one etzem, is movement as euch din esine shemetzad etzem and neshama is bedugma l'ze. So therefore, if you want to have a giving which should be connected to the essence of the soul, it has to be similar to the essence of the soul. Bevas achas, it's all one, it can't be, it's indivisible. As on his chalkas, without being indivisible, und der shir fun der matbeya is nisht akamas dikir, and that the giving of the matbeya, of this donation, is not that it's made up of parts, it's 10 dimes or whatever, it has a value which makes up a chatzi shekel, mesech and shabbos and mishkel, which can be measured or arrived by a certain value that's put together, or by a certain weight, nor an eichus dik etzem dik nekuda, but rather what it has to be is, this is what it is, this is the coin that it has to be, and it's not made up of parts and that the values and so on. Similar to the essence of the soul, which is not made up of different parts and brought together as one essence. An essence is an indivisible metzius. So those are the two elements that has to be given all at once, indivisible, and it's not about the value, it's just about the coin. Um a high time is the kapora for machzor shekel in an oifen von eish, and that's why the atonement of machzor shekel is like fire. Hecha from the kapora for karbonis, even higher than the atonement which is reached through karbonis, which is similar to water. Was macht ibe the mention, because fire completely transforms a person in amitzias chadasha into a new entity. Val metzadis galus and that's a minashama veren ishtana alles ene keiches, because when you bring out the essence of the soul, it completely transforms all of the keichas, every part of the person. Biz ezveret hametzias chadosh, until it becomes a completely new entity. Oder inyan vasmadeya shalei sheitzer gush baruch vereheireu lemoshe. This idea that we just explained, that Hashem brought out the fire coin and He showed it to Moshe, is abe gekumen esh nogdem v'moshe nivul v'nirsa l'achr achurav. Only came after Moshe was shocked and he took a step back. Why? What's the why? Dafke v'm b'chinas Moshe chachma d'kedusha v'et nival. It's only after Moshe, which is the level of chachma of kedusha, is shocked. Nish kenen digbam nemen viazoi anasiya pu'ulah chitzenis ken zayin kapara. What was shocking to him, that Chachma doesn't comprehend how a physical act has that kind of a transformative atonement and transformation. Is das me'eirer ada ebishter zol bavaisen, when Moshe Rabbeinu is unable to comprehend how this could happen, that's what brings out, that's what stimulates Hashem that He should show Megalo Mamshul Zayim Olmayla Lamata, to bring down from above to below the Dargafun Eish Shibin Hashama, that it, He should reveal the level of the fire, the essence of the soul, Bizim Bechinus Mishkal, all the way down into the level, to the lowest level of Mishkal, where it has dead weight, that even in dead weight it's also driven by the Eish Shibin Hashama. In the that the Etzem HaNeshama should be expressed in all the Keichas of the Neshama, even down to the simple, ordinary Maisa, even the kind of Maisa which is completely devoid of any feeling and any will and so on. In other words, that it takes the how could this happen in order to bring out that the Eibishter should show it? And this is also the lesson to each one of us. As treft amol as aid filt nish kein geschmack and chayes and limit a teira v'kiyim ha-mitzis. It could happen that a yid shouldn't have a feeling of enjoyment and chayes and energy in his learning and his mitzvahs. As his ha-mitzvahs anoshim alumadet becomes rote, and just because you're used to it and so on, so that's you go with the flow. It's like a body without a soul, it has no feeling and so on. Biz nochmer, it could be even worse. By im gora tircha ba'oil, not only is it that he doesn't have any chayas, it becomes even a burden to do these mitzvahs. He has to force himself to do, to go forward in doing the Eivishter's will. And even when he has to force himself, it's not like a faithful servant that does it, even if he doesn't have any chayas in it. He doesn't even have that. The only reason he does it is not as a faithful servant, but because he has no choice. Whatever the issue is, he's forced to do it. Dafür wissen, so you have to know, as does was vet sich hereintrachten in them, that the just thinking into this idea, just meditating on this idea, mit hayzbeinus al libe de nafshe, when beginus meisher shebeichav shebenefesh, that when he thinks about this, that how could something like that be of any value? And when you apply your mind to it, you apply your chachma to it, gitzicha treisel the fun, so he gets shaken up, so to speak, from this, from where he is. Vasahot nishkei chayas and hergish navedes Hashem, it completely shakes him up, like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he took a step backward, he was shocked and took a step backward. In other words, he was shaken up by the idea. That he doesn't have any feeling in serving Hashem, in the serving Hashem and fulfilling Hashem's will. So does gufa is ma'ir dem inyan fun hereu mat beish aleish. This will bring out that the Eibishter should show him the coin of fire. As a gosh baruch hu ezer, that the Eibishter should help him. The Eibishter is mamshuch and bavais b'chinas Moshe shebenafshei dem Eish shebenafshei, that the Eibishter will show the Moshe within him, within the Jew, the Eish, the fire within his soul, which means the Etzem HaNeshama, und das vet nimshach im mishkola, and that this Etzem HaNeshama also is found in the dead weight, in alle keches hanefesh, in every level of the soul, bizem maisa bepoel, and in aifen goli, and that it will bring out that he will see this fire of the soul all the way down to every single part of who he is, because the Eibishter will give him that help. The idach hotman from them the era. On the other hand, we have a era, another era. B'shas is da'id. Sometimes it's the era is in another Jew. When there is another Jew, v'slei satafit zech nishta zevi is darf zech firna ben Avram Yisrael v'Yaakov. That at this time, currently, this Jew is not behaving in a way that which is becoming for ben Avram Yisrael v'Yaakov. Und es liegt achiv auf jeden Eden zum Karav sein Ehm zu Teirah Mitzvahs. And there is, of course, a responsibility for every Jew to bring him closer to Teirah Mitzvahs. Zayin and Obed, da azal chavas tainan. There are such people that say, was faran ort hot zu zogen dem Eden as Eids darf erlegen tfilin. What meaning is it that you're going to tell a person that he has to put on tfilin now, or the lein krishma ki yetzvah, or to tell him to reach ma, whatever mitzvah, beis ahalt, Nishdabai, when he has no connection to it, he has no interest in it. Efashtet nish vos das meint, he doesn't understand what it means. When a hotnish ken shum rotzen das tatan, he has no will, he doesn't want to do it. Put on tefillin or say shema. And vos faratayelis is, what's the purpose to machriach zainem on tefillin, to force him, so to speak, to put on tefillin? It doesn't mean force him by going against his will, it means to convince him, to pressure him into putting on film. B'shasa v'tastan nor defar vos erizan edel a mensh and a kenish tov zogen. The only reason he does it is because he's a nice guy and this guy is begging him and he seems to be very important to him, so therefore I'll do it to be nice to him, but I have no interest in doing it, thinks the Jew that is doing it. So what's the purpose of having him do that if that's the only reason he's doing it? But the ma'isa mitzvah gufa main b'im garnish, but the actual mitzvah means nothing to him. So the seder dav zayin tainan zay, they say, these same people say, what's the right way to approach convincing a Jew to get closer to Torah mitzvahs? Ad esh tazach daf menem oif kleren shrit noch shrit. First, you have to explain to him step by step, atog noch atog, day after day, und geben zu verstehen. First, you have to explain to him. Bis as by him zolm sich oplegen in sein seichel, as a davon kein sein mitzvah, until it'll be, he will become convinced that he should do a mitzvah. Und demolt, vet shon alein on ed mekayim sein mitzvahs, and then when you've explained it to him and he understands it in his own seichel, then he'll start doing it on his own. You're not going to have to force him to put on film anymore. Vor am ever tob min dem arotzen agishmak, because then he will want to do it and he'll have a chayis in doing it. If then is the era for machtsa shekel, to this we have the lesson for machtsa shekel that b'shas ha'id is mekayim mitzvah filin nor in an oifen from mishkola, that when a yid does a mitzvah only as it is a dead weight, on kein shum tainug, without any enjoyment, un on arotzen, without any will, un afilu b'derech kfiya, even if he's just forced into it, pressured into it, b'vayz de eibishtaz be'emesen is das matbeya sholeish. The Eibusha showed Moshe that really this is a coin of fire. Does the mitzadam eish from the metzam and neshama, that he's doing it because he's connected to the essence of his soul, and that's where it's coming from. V'meila is does an emeserotz metainug, and therefore this truly is his will, even though he doesn't know it at this time. V'adarabat dordem v'savet peil nefnzveit mekaim zayin the mitzvah afilu nor b'derech kviya. And through this, that you convince somebody else to do a mitzvah, even if it's only under pressure. Vibal ba mitis is does ba fabun mitn eish ben neshama. Since in truth, it's that act is connected to the fire of a soul, the essence of a soul. Vetus peil in asaf kol sav vedematbeya sholesh arubkum v'goli in bizim mishkola. This will bring about that in the end, the essence of the soul will be revealed into even mishkola, even to the dead weight, the act of doing the mitzvah. In zayin ma'isa b'poel, into his actual doing of the mitzvah, biz, as does vedver in zayin rotzen v'tane b'goli, until eventually this will become his revealed enjoyment and will, sof sof v'temekayim zayin the mitzvah mit den ganzen brenn, on fire for the neshama. In the end, he will do the mitzvahs with the full passion and fire of the neshama. Und wenn um wird euch zu eilen der Akrabis und Karbonis, this will lead also quickly to the bringing of Karbonis, was man gebracht von Machzah Shekel, which were brought from the Machzah Shekel in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh, in the third Beis Hamikdash, in Yerushalayim, the holy city, was Be'eshat Asid Lubnaisa, which Hashem will rebuild in with fire, as it's written, V'ani Eyal Ha'Nu'um Hashem Chaymas Eish Sobiv, and the Pasuk says, I will be, Hashem says, I will be a wall of fire around the city of Yerushalayim, B'mheir V'yameinu Mamish, speedily in our days.